WC would agree with us. If we were to turn it down, they would understand and not hold that against us.
Is there any way that we could ask the legislature for, like, fund part of it?
And I think, and I may take that approach as well, is those that have experience with the legislature is, do you know, if I were to go to the legislature and say, can you just fund 50%, give me a guarantee, or are they going to say, no, we want you to apply for grant funding because, you know, in a lean year, grant funding then frees up money for us. But that would also be an approach I would take.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to apply for this much.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not asking you for everything.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Do you think then if a potential applicant knew that this was partially legislative funded, that might, you know, be an anchor to funding that might attract some? I don't know, I'm just kind of talking out loud.
Yeah. I think it would help.
Yeah.
Does this, if you hired under the grant, would it be that person's responsibility to do all the grant compliance?
Well,
to me, that's the bigger issue.
Yeah. Is in here, I said it would probably have to be Trent if the funds are paying Trent's salary, but I'm hoping that, and I'm cautious when I say creative accounting because I don't want to suggest that we're doing anything inappropriate. But if I can make it where Trent doesn't have to do the grant reports, then I don't want him to do it. But if we end up having to pay for Trent's salary out of those grant funds, then I'm probably going to have Trent do that report since he knows what he's doing. But using Emma, maybe, you know, make Emma the workhorse for him as he can funnel that data to her, and then she can actually do the actual reports. Jeff, do you know Stu Young?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff Buman just joined us.
If it's a two-year grant, does that give us time to secure permanent funding instead of relying on grants?
That would give, during that two-year window, I would certainly look for dedicated funding in that time.
I think that's the approach I would prefer, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that should give a two-year time period if we're, even though they're not the grant reporter, if they're keeping really good stats on what they're doing, I was able to help on X amount of trials, mm-hmm. able to provide X amount of hours of training, then we have a good pitch, right? Hey, this is going to go away unless you guys fund this, and here's what they provided to
us. Right, and here's the track record. Here's why we've got to keep this position.
And right now, my understanding is the state is still a bit more focused on DV, mm-hmm. specifically related issues. You know, Lieutenant Governor, it's still an issue that she is dedicated to putting more funding towards.
Right.
I think it's, to some extent, it might be low-hanging fruit.
That's what I would think is, I asked Representative Burton, I said, is there any way, do you know if I could get in to see the Lieutenant Governor? I've asked Marlise. Jeff, do you have an in with the Governor, Lieutenant Governors, anybody?
Because Lieutenant Governor, yeah.
I mean, because if we could get in and talk with her, because I have, last year I tried to get in with her, I never could get an appointment, but I'm thinking if we could have a sit down with her, even if it's just 10 minutes, and explain what it is that we're looking for and if we're backing, I think that would make a big difference. So let me talk to you afterwards. Okay.
Because, I mean, at least for me, obviously I've always just done misdemeanor prosecution. DV has always been the hardest part of the job, mm-hmm. for that misdemeanor level.
Yeah.
It is the one area that I think, at least for me, and from what I've seen, we all feel we can't do enough.
Right.
There's never enough we can do, and there's lots of reasons I can give you. The more support the state can give us in that regard, we just hired a newer attorney for our prosecution position, and he is discovering it very quickly.
Right.
That he feels unprepared on those than more than anything else.
Yeah.
And so I'm absolutely in favor of however we can make it happen.
Yeah.
And it's being fought more than ever as well because
right.
the new statutes on gun control and things of that nature, it's become a new battleground from Class C misdemeanors all the way up through felons.
Mm-hmm.
We won't make the governor's budget and we're having
no.
a hard time getting it funded this year. Are you thinking next session?
Well, I mean, I was hoping, I know it's the AG, and I'm on the AG's budget. So when I submitted that back in the summer, I included that. So it's in there, but yeah, I don't know that it made, I haven't seen the government.
The building blocks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in there?
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's just getting, whether or not we can get supported. Now, I guess I haven't seen what ultimately went up from the AG, but my understanding was when I talked with our chief financial guy back in November after I had this meeting, he said that it should still have been in there. So that's where we're at in terms of the budget is and so the grant would start July 1st, but and we would, you know, by then we would know whether we're going to get to the legislature and then the grant should be awarded the first part of June. And so that would give us time to open up and hire someone. Oh, you know what, Ron, I never started the recording for this meeting. Could you do that for me, please?
Oh.
Just on Teams real quickly. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I would imagine by, you know, midsummer, if we get whether dedicated or grant funds, that by midsummer we should have somebody in place. Okay, thank you. And then just so I can say it on the record, it's got in here, is what we would do is if it's grant funded, I would draft some kind of an MOU that I would have Ed sign, Trent sign, and the new person, that if grant funding goes away and we don't have the ability to continue the funding, that Trent is the one that stays on, and that's the position that would be in jeopardy of losing if we lost our funding. So, okay. So that's all I have then on budget and a DB person.
New council member?
Yeah, so let's go back to that. So we've welcomed Stu. We are great. Appreciate having him here. Look forward to working with him. What we don't have, which as I was, when I was looking at our org chart, is we don't have a chair-elect. And as we have done in the past, we have, that has rotated between a city council member and a county council member. So Ed is our current chair through September of this year, and which means then that we would need a chair-elect who would then take over responsibilities, thanks Stu, in September. It's a two-year position for both. We should have been having a chair-elect as the last 2 years, but I don't know how we missed that. Oh, no, it was Ryan Peters, and Ryan...
He left.
Yeah, and we didn't replace him. So, I guess it doesn't have to be a county person, but that's typically how we have rotated, and Steve has done it a lot, and so I don't want to look at my only other county attorney that's in the room. But it's up to you guys. I mean, we certainly do not have to rotate between the two. That's just, again, we don't have to do it just, oh, sorry, Rob, I'm totally missing you. We don't have to do something just because we have done it in the past. It's that brain thing, you know. I forget Randall's name and I now have blocked you out. So, thoughts?
What about Steven? He hasn't done it in a while.
I know. Jeff, if you nominate somebody, you know.
I nominate Jeff.
So let me just say this as well, is for whoever assumes this position, is there's not a lot. Is it onerous, Ed?
No.
Yeah, it's you know.
Does Ed want to go beyond September?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
I don't care. I mean, I really don't.
If we extended him a year?
I don't care.
Okay. I mean, it's not really onerous. It's just chairing the council meetings. Once in a while, have something for you to sign. Many, many years ago, when we had some internal conflict with us and the AG, the chair stepped in, but that's been almost 10 years now, and so it really is not super burdensome, I don't think.
If we extended Ed for another year, and then also put
a chair-elect
to be there for a year,
mm-hmm.
that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Who are we missing?
Troy Rawlings. And Troy's kind of hit and miss. No offense to Troy.
Stephen, how long were you on?
Which time? I think I've done it at least twice, maybe three times.
Yeah, but I mean.
Did you lead 2 year stints?
Yeah, did you go more than 2 years?
I don't think I ever did. I think it was 2 years each time.
Is it written in any kind of bylaw or statute?
Not necessarily. I think that's just, again, historically what we've done, which just because we've done it that way doesn't mean we have to do it that way.
Well, let me just pitch something. At the UPAA, we'll give our full report. In our bylaws, the chair and co-chair have been serving 3 years. Now we've bumped it up to 4 years just because of they felt they needed longer. And it's not any more than, well, a little more responsibility than the chair. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay.
That they felt that 2 years was just not long enough.
So we could do that, but we need to coincide that with the elections of county attorneys.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to put somebody in for 4 years, but they've only got 2 years left in there. Like,
yeah, there's no guarantee you're reelected.
Well, right. I mean, if we had the same discussion, so what if someone left or whatever, then you leave or something happens, and then the co-chair would step in or the council would vote someone else, you know, get someone else in there.
Right. And Brett, I don't mean to, obviously from the county attorney's office, but Sim's position is an ex officio. Yeah, is an ex officio, and so we haven't made that as part of consideration. So no offense to you.
No, none taken. Yeah. Totally okay with that.
I don't mind that. I mean, having done it a few times, it's not an onerous thing. I mean, Bob does a great job running it. I mean, there was a few times where we had to terminate people, things like that. Those were the tougher parts.
Yeah.
And then we had to hire Bob, obviously. But other than that, it's really not a whole lot of extra work. Not like the UCDAA program.
Steven's here all the time. Rob's here all the time.
Jeff's pretty good.
Yeah, Jeff's usually here, but I don't know what, you know, your availability is.
I mean, I'm busy. I will say that.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm elect or, I don't know, the UAC or the...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You just got put in.
What's that? I'm like next up after...
Yeah.
So there's Eric and then whoever's...
It's Jamin.
Yeah.
Me.
Oh, yeah, so Jamin, when does Jamin take, assume...
Right now.
He is now. Okay, so he just took over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. And I know, actually, Rob, I know I wasn't thinking about you, is I know that you've applied for some judicial positions, and in the next 4 years, I know you would like to take that. I think that's why.
I'm the current president of SWAP.
Yeah.
And you've got another year left there, right?
Yeah.
So it's stand at for 2 more years.
And that would line us up with the 4 year, with the elections as well, though, if we did that.
Sure.
Yeah. And then get a co-chair.
Because the election's going to be next year.
Well, but do we need a co-chair now? I mean, we probably need a co-chair now.
We've done fine with that one, but it's whatever the council feels, do they need a co-chair?
Do you need a co-chair?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it really, it's not that onerous.
It's only due to the stress of Ireland.
A 2 year extension?
I don't care.
Okay.
I move that we extend Ed's term for 2 years. Is this on the agenda or?
Well, sorry, it's on, not, don't look at the short agenda, it's in the full agenda, it's the second bullet point.
Okay.
It's the director's summary.
Yeah, the director's summary, thank you.
Perfect.
Okay, so we'll extend Ed out. So the motion is to extend Ed out for 2 years.
Yay.
Second.
Okay, Stephen.
Very well. In favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
So what I would suggest is that we, let's see, at least a year from now, that we bring this up, or as we get into the election cycle, we'll see who's going to run again and who's going to be here. Okay. Okay.
Training committee?
Yeah. Oh, legislative session. Let me.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sorry. Yes, I had to do this like a week ahead of time, and then